Chapter 97. They boarded the plane and flew back to D.C. Right before they landed, White got an email.
Uh-oh.
What?
SAC Talbot wants to see us as soon as we get in.
Okay, this is not looking good.
But we solved the case, Decker. What can he do?
He can do anything he wants. They landed and took a cab to the WFO. Talbot was waiting in his office. He rose with a smile on his face and his hand held out. Just wanted to congratulate you on a job well done. He shook Decker's hand but did not acknowledge White. She managed to smile while Decker just stood there like a stone wall. He said, "You might have missed my partner standing right here, but for her, I'm lying on a morgue slab in Florida." Talbot changed color and glanced at White. "Yes, thank you too, Agent, White." He turned back to Decker. "Our sister intelligence agencies are very pleased with us. They had their suspicions of Senator Tanner for a long time, but could never prove anything. You solved that problem for them."
"Yes, we did,"
said White, but Talbot kept his gaze on Decker. "We were thinking that a promotion was in order for you, Decker. Since you're not an actual special agent, our options are somewhat limited. But you are a valuable asset to the Bureau, and we will find a spot for you. You have my word on that. It won't be in the D.C. area, but I know that you're from the Midwest, so maybe Kansas or Nebraska?" "Agent White has young kids in school on the East Coast. She can't make that transfer." Talbot glanced at White and then back at Decker.
"I was just speaking of you."
"But you just made us partners. You pulled her down from Baltimore."
"We're actually promoting Agent White as well, for the exemplary work she did."
White looked surprised but pleased.
"Promoting?"
"Absolutely, and it's well deserved. You will be the head agent overseeing a dozen other FBI special agents. It's quite a career move up for you."
"My God, sir, thank you. And where is it?"
Talbot smiled.
"In Boise, Idaho. I'm sure you'll fit right in."
"Idaho?"
barked White, looking stunned.
"There is crime in Idaho," said Talbot.
"My kids, I can't."
Talbot's look turned stern.
"Well, that's your choice. But the Bureau is cutting back on field agents, budget concerns and all. Everyone has to tighten their belts, so it's either Idaho or..."
"She's not going to Idaho," said Decker.
"That really isn't your concern," said Talbot sharply.
"Well, considering that we're partners, it's very much my concern."
"Decker,"
interjected White.
"It's okay, I can work this..."
"No, it's really not okay. So we'll just stay here and remain partners and do our job."
"That is not your call," Talbot barked, the kid gloves now off. "You'll do what you are ordered to do, or..."
"Or you'll can my ass, which is what this whole bullshit thing is about. Fine, do it. Like you said, I'm not a real agent or anything, which means I'm not bound by the same crap as real agents are."
"What exactly do you mean by that?" exclaimed Talbot.
"What I mean by that is the media would love to hear our story."
"What story?"
"Two heroic FBI agents who solved a major crime in a decades-old spy case get kicked to the curb because they won't play the stupid reindeer games to suit the fucking stuffed shirts that run this place."
White stepped back, closed her eyes, and said a silent prayer.
"What did you just say to me?" barked Talbot. "Maybe your sister intelligence agencies, who are so grateful for what Agent White and I did, would like to take us on. I mean, don't they love it when they can kick the Bureau in the nuts? And they have media people there who I'm sure could get the word out about what the FBI does to people who just do their job and keep the country safe. But maybe, since you're just biding your time until you retire so you can go and sit on your ass somewhere or play fucking golf, you don't want to deal with all that shit because it might end up getting your pension screwed. You know, budget cuts and all. So be prepared to tighten your belt if you go that route. But there's a way for you to avoid all of that, and you know exactly what it is. Your call."
The two men stared at each other for what seemed an eternity. Finally, in a muted voice, his gaze averted, Talbot said, You will carry on your normal duties until further notice.
Yes, sir,
said White immediately. She pulled on Decker's arm and forcibly dragged him out of the room. As they walked down the hall, she said,
Do you realize you pretty much just blackmailed the man?
Must be all that crap in Florida rubbing off on me.
As they got outside, White said,
Look, we have a ton of stuff to talk about, but I really need to head home and see my kids.
Absolutely.
I do have to say one thing.
What? Said Decker warily.
After hearing what you said to Sandy Lancaster and then seeing you with Tyler, you must have really been a wonderful father, Decker.
Decker appeared stunned, and White had the look of a person who suddenly realized she had just gotten way out over her skis.
My friends call me Amos, said Decker finally.
White smiled.
Well, would you like to come up to Baltimore to meet my kids, Amos? And my mom is a great cook, and I've been known to open a decent bottle of red for the right guest, although I have plenty of beer, too. And Calvin's been talking about wanting to play football. You could teach him some stuff, maybe?
Yes, I would like that, but not today. You need some time with them alone.
White's expression turned somber.
Thanks for standing up for me back there.
If there's one thing I've learned about you, Frederica White, you don't need anybody to fight your battles. You do that just fine all by yourself.
She reached up on tiptoes and gave him a hug, surprising Decker. He surprised himself again when he squeezed her back.
I'll see you at the office, partner,
she said.
Yep.
He watched her walk off, and then he trudged the other way.